Have you read or heard the news lately? Well, most of it is bad news, likely to leave you depressed rather than inspired. That's what you get these days on the evening news and other news media. The good news is that there is an alternative. Dr. William Porter has provided wholesome yet compelling stories about people's experiences that many consider unusual, extraordinary, or even miraculous. Dr. Porter is an author who has chronicled stories like these in several books he has written. These stories have come to life on the Storytelling Time radio broadcast. So be prepared to hear some good news for a change. Here is Dr. Porter with today's story.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Storytelling Time. My name is William Porter. Let's get started with a prayer. Lord God, thank you for this day and for the opportunities to be of service to someone in need. Give us the strength to do your will on the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's word of inspiration comes from the following quotation. You never fail until you stop trying. By Albert Einstein. Let's get started with today's story. It had been 2 weeks since Courtney's last visit with Fred. It was now Friday. She had gone with Gates to see Sherry, his female buddy, sing gospel. And sing she did. Sherry made a lasting impression on Courtney as well as Gates. Later that Friday, Courtney made her way back to Fred's condo, where she hoped to be inspired by him some more. They talked a little bit. Then Fred asked Courtney if she would like to attend a Saturday evening church service with him. She said that she would love to go. So Fred gave her the time and location where the service would be held. Courtney thought about the prospect of again being away from home for a good while. She had become sensitive about taking such deceptive action because Gates would again be totally unaware of her seeing Fred while being away at work at the hotel. But Courtney felt desperate to improve her life and believed that a visit to church would be a boost to her spirit. Courtney still loved her husband, and she was now willing to do almost anything to make her marriage better, which meant having Gates' life turn around some way, somehow. So after having gone home from Fred's place on that Friday, Courtney was ready to come out again on the next day, Saturday, to attend the church service that Fred had invited her to. This time she would see her dear friend not at his condo, but at a popular church in town, Queens Street Church. We'll be right back.
Do you want to read some good news for a change? With all the things going on in the world today, it's refreshing to find good news. Well, Dr. William Porter has written 3 books that include a bit of intrigue, drama, and yes, a little romance, among other things in the storyline. So if you like biblically based, spiritually focused stories, do yourself a favor and read some inspiring accounts of people's experiences that may be considered extraordinary and in some cases even miraculous. Dr. Porter has written 3 books based on real life experiences, some of which are his own, and others have been communicated to him from those who have agreed to share their stories. Life in the Spirit was his first book, which is a nonfiction collection of short stories documenting people's experiences that they believe to be unique, unusual, and what Dr. Porter calls extraordinary. Heaven Can't Wait is his second book, which is a fictional novel. A third book is another nonfictional account of a collection of short stories that is titled Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. For more information, visit the website williamporterlife.com. He also can be contacted at the email address waporter4995@yahoo.com. So do yourself a favor and read some good news for a change.
Welcome back. After their visit to Queens Street Church on Saturday, Fred had planned to invite Courtney over again on Sunday afternoon just to sit and talk. This time, he intended to buy some pasta for the occasion. He knew this would give him a chance to hear what Courtney thought about the church service they would attend later this evening. By early afternoon on Saturday, after returning home from grocery shopping and doing some other errands, Fred cooked and enjoyed some of the pasta he had purchased, then prepared to go and meet Courtney at the church. The service would start at 6 o'clock and end about 8 o'clock in the evening. Fred got there early and sat on a bench outside the main entrance and waited for Courtney to arrive. While sipping on a soda, eventually Fred saw Courtney drive up. After she parked her vehicle, she came over to where he was. Fred greeted her, and shortly after that, they entered the sanctuary together to participate in the service. On her way in, Courtney reflected on her past. She wished that she had been more receptive to her aunt's attempts to guide her on the straight and narrow path, a path of good ethics and morals. But that was not the case. She hoped that this would be at least a start to make up for all that, that is, to begin to attend church with Fred on this occasion, and beyond that, to attend church more often. When Fred first met Courtney, she was desperately in need of someone like him to help her gain some balance in her life. Anyway, the service soon began with song and worship. It started with an old Negro spiritual that was solemn, yet in its own way, inspirational. It certainly resonated with Courtney because of all that she had gone through. The choir began to hum and then slowly sing with a harmony reminiscent of days of old. I've been Buked.
Thank you.
"I've been buked and I've been scorned" certainly resonated with Courtney's spirit at the time. The song was a solemn message that addressed the need for her to have a breakthrough, one that only Fred, she thought at the time, could provide. The church choir represented a multicultural assembly of voices coming together to sing in one accord. And yes, while the song reflected the trouble in Courtney's life, the lyrics didn't help Courtney's spirit. It only added to her recollection of how she had been mistreated by her husband through much of her marriage. After the preliminaries, it was now time for the pastor's sermon. Reverend Kane, the pastor of the church, gave a message titled, "Being Delivered." Courtney certainly felt that she needed to be delivered, delivered from her husband's mental and physical abuse, as well as from her own guilt stemming from her former promiscuous lifestyle. The minister started by giving the basis of his sermon, which dealt with the healing of a blind man. Pastor Kane began to address the congregation. The verse of scripture that is the focus today is Mark 10:52, which states, "Then Jesus said to him, 'Go your way. Your faith has made you well.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road." The pastor was talking about Jesus meeting a man who was blind, a man named Bartimaeus, while on one of his many travels. Pastor Kane then said, "Notice one thing in this line of scripture, and that is Jesus said the blind man's faith is what made him well. But let me tell you a secret, people of Queens Church. Jesus needed the man's cooperation in order to help him. That is to say, the blind man needed to prove to Jesus his belief that Jesus could heal him. But what did Bartimaeus do to show his faith? He showed his faith through his actions. Despite the crowd around Bartimaeus telling him to be quiet and not to bother Jesus, he did not listen to them. To the contrary, Bartimaeus made his request even louder to Jesus, as it says in verse 48 of chapter 10 in the Gospel of Mark. So that's what did it. The blind man's request to Jesus to heal him is what, in fact, did heal him. It says so in the scriptures. Yes, Bartimaeus was bold enough and had enough faith in Jesus to make that request, in spite of the urging of the crowd for him to be quiet. So because of Bartimaeus' act of belief, he received his sight.
The pastor then brought the biblical story up to the present time.
So it is with us today, people of Queens Street Church. It is our belief that is the key to our healing, of whatever it is that we might have a problem with. Without that belief, our healing, as Mark chapter 6, verses 5 and 6 tell us, is not likely to be accomplished.
The pastor went on to say,
"So what I'm telling you is this. We all have a responsibility too. We take responsibility in our own healing, in addition to our call on Jesus to help us. By the way, you can make that call silently, as well as out loud, because God knows even our thoughts, including our inward desires. Yes, call on Him, and He will answer. Maybe not when you want Him, but He's always on time. But again, it is our responsibility to let Him know what we want. Let me make it simpler, a lot simpler. If you want to drive a car, you have to act. That is, you have to get in it and start the ignition."
Amen.
Okay, I'm hearing you say, "Pastor, you're insulting my intelligence. I know that." All right then, let's try something deeper, something that you'll have to think about. If you want to get married, you have to put yourself in position to meet people, the kind of people that you'd like to spend your life with, so that then you can use God's wisdom to make the right decision to find that special person. That might mean going places you don't ordinarily go, to meet people different from yourself. So don't be a recluse. Mingle. Mingle as much as you can within reason. Remember, even Jesus was around people who were different from himself. Like, take the lady who was caught in the very act, for example. Now, I'm not telling you where to go. That's up to you. Now, I made that last statement in jest, but seriously now, you need to take the initiative to prove your faith to him, whether it's driving a car or finding a mate. And just keep in mind that he really does want to fulfill your request to answer your prayers. Just take a look at Psalm 37:4. The only stipulation that the scripture makes in order to receive a desire is to delight yourself in the Lord. That is, to have a desire to please him. And oh yeah, you don't allow distractions like the blind man in the biblical story had with the crowd hinder the active pursuit of your blessing.
With those words of wisdom from Pastor Kane, we're ready to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is follow-up to my previous posting in reference to Life in the Spirit by Dr. William Porter. I must say that I was more than thrilled to meet with him yesterday to gain my own personally signed copy of this book. I must also say that from page one, I was captivated by his connections with practical living, real life experiences to scripture. And for me, that is a win-win situation. But look, just don't take my word for it. Actually, yeah, take my word. But also, take a look and read for yourself. Life in the Spirit, Dr. William Porter. You can also access more information online at www.WilliamPorterLife.com. Happy reading!
Welcome back. The pastor's message affected Courtney a lot because she certainly needed a change in her life, and that was for a better marriage. She was more than ready to apply the message in hopes that it would help her situation. Pastor Kane concluded his sermon by saying that anyone in the congregation could receive their healing or deliverance, just like the blind man in the scriptures. The only requirement is to have faith and believe. What a message, Courtney thought. Is that all I have to do to believe? She whispered in Fred's ear before the service ended. He then reaffirmed what the minister had said in his sermon by whispering back to her. Yes, Courtney, that's all you have to do. Then after thinking about for a second, he whispered again. But make sure you act on it. This last statement resonated with Courtney. She planned to act all right as soon as she returned home. Our scripture today is taken from Mark 10 and verse 52. It reads, Then Jesus said to him, Go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Yes, the blind man in this biblical story was healed due to his faith, a faith that was displayed in his persistent request to Jesus. And because of that, his desire was met. He could see. Hallelujah, he must have said. Yes, the blind man had faith in the one that could accomplish the healing. But one more thing is so very important. Bartimaeus was more than just joyful about his healing. The scripture says that he was willing to follow him. Courtney and our story would have to be like Bartimaeus. That is, to be persistent in her requests to Jesus, asking for his help to have her marriage to Gates significantly improved. The critic might say, well, Jesus is not here now, as he was back then during the time when Bartimaeus was healed. But our response should be, he is here, in spirit, responding to our every need. Yes, he's here among us now, having been risen from the dead. And more than that, he's within us. His spirit is within us. So now we only have to ask for whatever we want, using his name. So yes, based on his word, Courtney's desires can be met. Our virtual song of the week is coming next.
and we'll see you the next time. And remember, there's always more. More good things coming your way.
They said you wouldn't make it so far, and ever since they said it, it's been hard. But never mind the night you had to cry, 'cause you had never let it go inside. You work real hard and you know exactly what you want and need, so believe. And you can never give up, you can reach your goals. Just talk to your soul and say,
Storytelling Time comes to you every week with exciting inspirational stories about people's experiences that are unusual, extraordinary, and sometimes miraculous. Why not join the fun? Yes, we can all add an extra dimension to our lives by reading about what others are going through. You'll be surprised to learn that their experiences are similar to some of your own. Today's story only includes portions of Dr. Porter's book, Heaven Can't Wait. Other details of the story could not be shared today because of the limitation of time. Why not read the whole account of the story? Just go to the website, williamporterlife.com, to receive information on how to order this book, as well as other books written by Dr. Porter. Yes, there's always more. More good news to read. Life in the Spirit. Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. Heaven Can't Wait, the sequel.